about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, yeah. I'm not going to be able to sing today. Not going to be able to sing. And I really want to fall in love. Looks like I got strep. Oh, I don't know how I got it. You know, I've been doing everything I've been telling you all to do. I've been wearing my mask when I'm talking to my patients. My husband says I sound raspier and sexier, but I don't like it because I can't sing, which is probably why he's a happy boy. We just celebrated our 15th anniversary, though. Happy anniversary to me and my baby. Oh, I love my hubby. It's funny, though, you know. He takes me as his bride. He commits to be with me, right, for the rest of his life, right, till death do us part. And what do? I nag at him. I make mother-in-law jokes. I'm always complaining, right? You know, have headaches that are ineptly timed. Let the stubble grow and not care about it. Wear the moo-moo. I don't think I've been as good a wife as I could be over the last 15 years. I need to step it up a little bit. Yeah, 15 years of marriage. I don't know how we do it. I just think I think it's because we're busy. I'm busy all the time. So I never see him. He never sees me. So when we do see each other, we miss each other. But you want to know something? He and I work in the same office. We did that because we'd never see each other. He works in the office, and then, you know, we bring the kids to the office after school. This way I get to nag at them and yell at them and rip on their mother, which would be me, of course. So I guess it helps. But if we had to, though, sit side by side in an office together, no, we would kill each other. But because I'm always busy, he's always busy, it kind of works. It kind of works. He gets an office. I'm supposed to share the office with him, but I can't because he's always in front of the computer, and I need a computer, so you'd think we'd get two computers, but we're too cheap. So I go and I kick back with the nurses. Yeah, but then we get to talk about girl stuff. You know, it's nice to talk about girl stuff. We actually, you know, complain about our husbands. That's really what we do. But anyway, 15 years for my hubby Corey and me. God bless him. The guy has strength like no other, honestly. I don't know how he does it. All right, I'll shake the moo-moo, find something sexy. I don't know. I think Target has a lingerie department. Do they? They got some, you know, they got some bras. I know because when my kid finds them, it always giggles. Oh, mommy, look at this bras. All right. Okay. So again, I apologize about the whole strep throat thing, but listen, I know those of you listening to the show are probably grumpy already because you had to work when everybody else was on the holiday. I know I'm working too. I know it's a holiday, but I know you're probably driving going, why am I working when everybody else is closed? You know, our office is open on the holidays, except for Christmas. We're closed on Christmas Day. But Christmas happened to fall on a Sunday. And, you know, so, I mean, we have been booked all surrounding Christmas. So I know some of you guys are pretty grumpy. So hopefully I'll try to cheer you up. We got some cool stories, like a couple nurses were giggling about taping a patient's mouth shut. They actually just taped the patient's mouth shut, you know, and they got busted. Yeah, they got busted. Got some interesting stories, like MRI scans may actually be better to look at heart symptoms than anything else. I've always thought so. We'll talk about that. Maybe next time you have some chest pain, tell them to just do an MRI. We're going to talk about a bunch of hospital workers in Hawaii that have lost their jobs, kind of tie it into this nursing strike. And the hospital actually locked out the nurses that were striking in California for those groups of hospitals. We'll talk about that. Looks like France is going to pay for the removal of all those implants. France themselves is going to take on the cost of removing all the implants, of those defective implants, only for the French citizens, right? But here's the catch. All right, they're not paying for new ones to be put in. So we're going to talk about that and how droopy everybody's going to be. And then if we have time, I also want to talk about, looks like bacteria and fluoride. Bacteria is starting to outsmart fluoride. So we're going to have to come up with super fluoride or, I don't know, sterilize their mouths. I don't know what we're going to do, but bacteria are getting smarter and smarter. But also you're getting smarter because you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And you can follow me on Twitter. I got to tell you, honestly, for sore throats, guys, this organic throat coat tea, throat coat tea. I mean, just amazing. Everybody in radio has told me about it. And I'm like, well, no. You're not really supposed to be drinking tea because of caffeine, but I guess it's caffeine free. And I got to tell you, I was in pain all day long, but I didn't want to skip the show because I have to take a day or two off next week. And so I got this organic throat coat. I got to tell you, you don't like alternative. This is organic. I love organic. I think the stuff's cool. So for any of you with that sore throat coming, I think it's great. I think my engineer, we got Donovan working the dials today. I think he's happy because I'm not peaking, right, when I talk. Usually when I get on the air, I'm like, oh, it's Dr. Dahlia, how you eat? No, see, I'm not doing that, no squeaking. So this may actually be probably one of my better shows, come to think of it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, you're going to love this one, men more than women. Scientists claim they think they could treat PMS. They think they found that the reason for PMS and how easily it's treated. I doubt it, okay? I doubt it. I don't think anybody could treat PMS. But right now, they say here 8% of women are affected by premenstrual syndrome. 8? What the hell are they talking about? Try 88. All right, PMS, mood swings, irritability, insomnia. All right, but they think it's a sensitivity to the hormone allopregnanolone. It's a steroid, obviously. Hormones are steroids. All right. So what they're doing, these are doctors from Sweden. What they're doing is they're giving allopregnanolone in doses that elevated the amount of blood in levels, you know, with women in the pregnancy, and have found that those who aren't sensitive to it, I guess, actually do better than those that have this hypersensitivity. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. They say women with high sensitivity to allopregnanolone, now, gosh, that's hard to say with a sore throat, before menstruation experience mood swings and heightened emotions. So if they could decrease your sensitivity to the hormone, maybe you won't have PMS. That doesn't sound easy. They think it's, that doesn't sound easy to me. First, I can't pronounce it. Two, don't go up to a woman who's PMS'd and start telling her she's too sensitive, okay? She's not going to tolerate it. She'll be like, what? I'm not sensitive. I'm not PMS. Please. All right. PMS is putting up with men's socks. All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't worry, men. We'll get you some relief soon from our PMS. I promise. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.09.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.49.54, $8.24.77 for a half ounce, or $4.12.39 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.49.54, $8.24.77, and $4.12.39.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end-time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from Anti Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And again, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, call your local news talk station or email them and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia to your city, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. All right, so surprise, 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 Donald Trump has left the Republican Party and is now officially an independent. He has registered as an independent and is hinting more and more that he will run in May. All right. He says, of course, he has to wait, you know, for the finale of The Apprentice, which I haven't really been watching anymore. I watched at the beginning. I liked it. But you see what bothers me about this? It's every man for himself. OK, I thought the Republicans were trying to, you know, be a group. And, you know, I mean, we got a common goal. And no. He's going to run as an independent. Right. Right. He couldn't run as a Republican because of he couldn't run during the whole Apprentice taping and show because of the there's a equal, I guess, with the networks, you have to have equal time laws, right? So if one candidate is given time on a network, then that network should, quote unquote, you know, afford equal opportunities to all other candidates for that office, etc. So he really couldn't run as a Republican anyway. So now he's decided to run as an independent. Of course, that's going to pull voters. It's going to be a big publicity stunt for him. I think it's ridiculous. That's not what we need right now. Right? And, you know, I agreed with Newt Gingrich months ago when he, in the middle of the campaign, kind of snapped at the debate moderator saying, why are you trying to split us? Why are you trying to make us argue with each other? Okay, we all have the common goal, right? There's no reason to argue with each other or fight. And I agree with that. Now, true, politics is getting kind of nasty now because they're coming up to the Iowa caucuses. And I guess now Ron Paul is ahead in the polls. We got Ron Paul ahead in the polls. So it's just crazy. It's like a horse race. But no, we don't need Donald Trump's publicity stunts in the middle of all this, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's ridiculous. All right. So what's going on in Hawaii? More than 200 employees have lost their job this weekend as a couple bankrupt hospitals in Hawaii gave them their pink slip. Operators of Hawaii Medical Center hospitals on Oahu plan to close the facilities, putting nearly 1,000 people out of work. Honolulu is on Oahu. It's kind of like the main island, but it's not the biggest island. The biggest island has Kona and Hilo on it. Why, the big island of Hawaii, that's a big island. But the main island, if, for those who've never been to Hawaii, although Obama's there now. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Obama. He's there. He's having a good time. While we're all freezing our butts off over here, right, worrying about the recession, right, worried about how to make our next mortgage payment. But anyway, Oahu is the main island that we all go to if you want to go to Honolulu and, you know, I guess see Obama in the surf. All right, the closures were announced after the hospital's former owner and largest secured creditor objected to a potential sale. Less than 60 patients remain at the hospitals. The CEO says they will be discharged or transferred in the next week or two. All right. They say they are bracing for the closures to swell Hawaii's unemployment rate at a time when jobs are already hard to come by. All right. So you're looking at these 200 people, right? And now you're looking at, in California, the strike of 6,000 nurses. Hire these 200 people. That's what I say you do. I mean, really. So here we are. The hospitals decided to lock out the nurses. Remember, we were talking about huge strike of Sutter Health Hospitals, the San Francisco Bay Area hospitals controlled by Sutter Health Group of Hospitals, and about 6,000 nurses represented by the California Nurses Association, the union behind the walkout, walked out, decided to strike right before Christmas time when people are the most sick, when people are needed. All right. And I've always been a huge supporter of nurses, but I really get irked when I see strikes, especially when I hear the average nurse salary for these nurses is what, $132,000 a year, $136,000 a year. What did I talk about yesterday? It was up there. Now, what was very interesting, we talked about this yesterday, about these nurses striking, is originally when you're reading the reports, the nurses in California were striking because of all the cuts that the Affordable Health Care Plan was going to make. So when you're reading this, you're like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, so they're against Obamacare too. All right, they're seeing how drastic this is going to be, how scary, right? Okay, but no. All right, yeah, they were upset about the cuts, but not upset the Washington administration. They were upset because they said hospitals have enough money. They're going to pretend like they don't have enough money, and the greed of the hospitals is what is forcing them to revolt. All right, does that sound familiar to any of you? Right? That kind of sounds like the Occupy movement, doesn't it? Right? Yeah, sounds like the Occupy movement. All right, let's go after the rich. Let's go after the greedy. Now, let's go back. You're upset because you're getting $136,000 a year. From what I understand, they say they have an option of 100% employer-paid health benefits package. But the reason why they are striking is because there's not enough nurses. They say the staffing levels don't allow them to take meal and rest breaks. Well, true, you do need to have your meal and rest breaks, all right? But you're making $136,000 a year. The hospital's promised you $84,000 in pension benefits. It looks like you do have health benefits, and you're striking. Of course, the hospital is going to be staffed less than if they had a bunch of $50,000 to $60,000 nurses. I mean, look, they could have 2 to 3 nurses for what they are paying you. So here we come with the affordable health care cuts. See, this is what blows my mind. Many of us who have criticized Obamacare and many of the issues that are going to be coming forth from the passage of this bill, all right, with the exception of the pre-existing conditions, which I think was a good one, right, you know, and maybe allowing uninsured kids to still stay on mommy and daddy's insurance. That's fine. Okay, that's fine. Those were good. But for the most part, we all knew that in 2014, there is going to be a possible collapse of our system. So we thought any of the liberals who had any sense would probably see how economically unsound this was. But look at what's happening. Somebody has directed the people that have a brain, right, to go, wait a second, you're right, you should be mad. But don't be mad at the administration for the Obamacare cuts that are going to happen. Turn your anger towards the rich, the big corporations. That's where you should turn your anger towards. Okay, this happens in families with bipolar parents or families where the kids get abused. All right, this is exactly what happens. All right, one kid is going to get beaten by mom or dad, and because the other kid tattled or accidentally did something to make the first kid get in trouble, they're going to put their anger on the second kid. Right? I mean, I see that all the time. I even see my kids that. My kid gets grounded and he blames his brother. Right? Because he doesn't want to come after me. He blames his brother. Right? That he lost his video game. Which, by the way, we got some old Republican. They already lost it because it got grounded. And yes, older brother blamed younger brother. But I got to make sure that doesn't happen because older brother is going to give younger brother a hard time when it really was his fault. But you see, that's what happens. They don't want to direct their anger. They know, gosh, nurses are smart. All right? Every nurse I know, oh my gosh, I mean, she could probably run the office or run the hospital. These people are very, very intelligent. Every nurse I've worked with. Except the one who stole the Valium out of the stat kit and one that was ordering supplies and narcotics to the office and stealing them. That's a whole other issue. All right. She's in jail. But, these people are smart. So I was wondering, I was like, you know, anybody supporting this in the healthcare field, when is the light bulb going to turn on? So it looks like it did. But rather than saying, look, stop the cuts because it's messing with us, they instead go, no, the hospital has money. Right? The rich. Okay, well, can we go back for a second? If you as a nurse are making $136,000 and your partner is making, what, $112,000, well, you're at the $250,000 mark. According to Obama, $250,000 is rich. There's a chance you're protesting against yourself. You making $136,000, that's bucks. You may be considered rich and the wealthy and the group that need to pay more taxes. Oh, no. Obama's cool. No, Obama's a man. Obama's a man. Change. We want change. Obama, change. No. Stop for a second. If you're making $136,000 and if you're single, are you considered in the wealthy? This is what I've been saying on the show now for months. All right? If you think somebody, a couple, was making $250,000, who they're not making it anymore, or whatever they're making is a take home, that's gross, and their profit margin is small. So if you're making $136,000 and your partner makes $112,000 gross, congratulations, you're in the wealthy category. You need to then pay more taxes, according to you and Obama. So who are you striking against? So as far as I'm concerned, the 200 people that have just lost their jobs in Hawaii, the hospital should hire them. The reason why there's been a lockout is the replacement nurses are supposed to be allowed time to work. But, you know, I'm sorry. Patients come first. And for $136,000, I would thank the Lord and your employer. It's more than what most of us get. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio with a spot of strep. Boy, strep throat, not a fun one. Not a fun one at all. Yeah, I'm on some penicillin. Stinks. Penicillin usually gives people yeast infections. I don't think I'll be that bad. Don't worry. I'll tell you on air if it happens. But, man, it's hard because, you know, you got to take these pills and you don't want to swallow anything because your throat hurts. But I've been drinking this organic coat throat tea. Got to tell you, it's nice. It really does coat the throat and it feels good. You know, we'll see how I feel when I wake up tomorrow. But it's good. It's just, you know, I don't have the high-pitched squeakiness that you all love. I know. Y'all are probably like, man, my ears aren't ringing. This is a nice show. I think it's a great show. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Coming up to the end of Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Wonderful time of year. All right. So what else? We're not done with nurses yet. A Utah hospital has fired two nurses who taped a patient's mouth shut and then laughed about it. ridiculous. Janet Frank, a spokeswoman for Utah Valley Regional Medical Center in Provo, said the nurses were fired Wednesday, and the incident has been reported to the State Division of Occupational Professional Licensing. Apparently, KSL-TV reports that Penny Artejala was admitted to intensive care December 17th, had nausea and anxiety from taking medication for chronic pain, right? But the daughter said the mother's teeth were chattering. So the daughter said the nurses told her mother to shut up, then taped her mouth closed and joked they would be fired if they were caught. The daughter, of course, reported the incident to hospital officials. Are they kidding me? This is stupid. This is ridiculous. Frank says the hospital isn't releasing the nurses' names because it's an internal employee issue. Yeah, just you can see whoever's going to the unemployment office. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You tape a patient's mouth shut if they can't breathe through they're in intensive care? What is going on? I mean, this is going to start to blow my respect and love of the nursing profession. Come on. You're giving nurses a bad name, people. What are you doing? Striking during Christmas weekend? Taping people's mouths shut? It's ridiculous, although I'm sure the union wants to tape my mouth shut. Oh, just absolutely crazy. 100% crazy. All right. Okay, so Prince Philip, right? Queen Elizabeth II's husband, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen's husband, right? It looks like was probably having a heart attack. Apparently he was experiencing chest pains. And then he went to, he was admitted to the hospital. From what I understand, he just had coronary stenting. So he had a blocked coronary artery. And he had a cardiac stent put in. They say he's doing well. He's 90 years old. In stable condition. Oh, that's wonderful. Just, you know, I mean, wow. See, you know, people always ask. They go, you know, is it an actual heart attack? Is it, well, here's the thing. If you're having chest pain and they decided that they had to put a stent in to keep the artery open, then how I look at it is the heart was having some sort of an injury or an infarction or some sort of a lack of blood flow. Heart attack is a very kind of broad term, an attack of the heart, right? But we usually use heart attack for lack of blood flow to a part of the muscle can die. But before the muscle dies, you still could be having a heart attack, or you could just be having vasospasm pain. They see you're about to have a big one and stent you and open it up. You know, basically what they do is if they push a balloon into the artery and blow it up to remove the blockage, and then they put a metal sleeve over the balloon that remains inside. You take the balloon out and the metal sleeve stays there, kind of tube to hold it open, and that's how it allows the blood to go through. So good. It's amazing what they could do right now. He's 90 years old, so you know. So good. We'll keep you posted if anything new comes. Now, a study today came out saying MRI scans are better for heart checks. Right? Doctors are preferring MRIs to detect heart conditions. I've always thought that was brilliant. MRIs, they're non-invasive. There's no radiation. If you're having chest pain or issues and you want to know if you're having blockages or issues, these MRIs pick up a lot. But instead, what do we do? All right, well, we're going to do the EKG, and then we're going to do the SPECT test, or we're going to do nuclear imaging. And then we're going to see how your imaging does. I mean, can you just MRI? And, of course, the MRI is only part of it. You have to do cardiac enzymes if your heart is undergoing a heart attack. Okay, if you're actually having injury to the muscle gives off certain proteins and enzymes. And we are able to pick that up in the blood. The only thing is it takes a while to pick up in the blood. Your troponin picks up quickly, but your cardiac enzymes like CPK may take a while. So there's a variety of things we could do to decide if that's what's going on. But sometimes if you want to know where it's happening, you know, you could use an MRI. Now, even though scientists are all excited about this, I'm sure, Obamacare won't be. MRIs are very expensive. You know, I mean, you know, right now we do an angiogram. I think it's still costly. We do the nuclear test, but an MRI would be quicker. Now, the study is going to be published in The Lancet showing patients with suspected angina and at least one risk factor for heart disease. They said underwent both kinds of imaging. The results were compared with an angiogram, and they said they have shown convincingly that the options available to doctors in diagnosing. Well, what did they say? Well, wait, what was the results? They said the results were compared using an angiogram. Where are the results? All right. Sorry. I got the low font. I don't have my reading glasses. Research shows that a full MRI scan is better than using the most commonly used alternatives. It was better. I can believe it. I can believe it. You know, we're talking about MRIs with the breast implant ruptures. MRIs tell a lot. Again, they're expensive. All right. Many hospitals only have one MRI machine, if that. You know, I worked at a hospital, no MRI. We had to transfer them to a hospital about a mile and a half or an hour and a half away. You know, sometimes you don't have that. So, you know, we're seeing quicker ways of doing things. We're seeing, you know, more definite ways of diagnosing, but it's more expensive. That's, again, the problem with healthcare. Right? You know, are we going to want to pay for this or not? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But I agree. I think MRIs are wonderful. I mean, look at CT angiography. Look at these ultra-fast CTs they could do to see if you have carotid clogging. You know how nice that is? And it's less risky than getting these angiograms. Angiograms are good, and they work, and they're cheaper, right? But they're a little more risky. But no, we got to save money. So, you know, what are you going to do? All right. Now, another study came out saying Viagra could possibly be used for heart failure. Now, remember, the whole thing with Viagra is it helps relax some of the muscles. What they did is they studied dogs with diastolic heart failure, which is the filling of the pump, right? And when they gave them Viagra, it stiffened. Quit giggling. Come on. We're talking about dogs. Mind out of the gutter. The Viagra stiffened the cardiac walls, right, to make it a little bit more elastic. All right. Now, usually Viagra is supposed to be cause blood vessels to relax, allow more blood to go to the organ that you're trying to stiffen, let's say. But in this particular case, it actually helped get the myocardial cells to relax, to get the blood to come in and possibly tighten. I'm a little confused on how this works, again, because it's kind of fancy schmancy stuff. But heart failure, we talked about heart failure a lot. Your pump needs to have a good pump. So it includes its ability to relax and its ability to stiffen and have some compliance. So great. I mean, Viagra's not that expensive anymore now that it's a generic. So if that could be used for heart failure patients, you know, they may get horny. Viagra's really not supposed to make you horny, though. It's really not. You know, it's just supposed to allow blood flow. But what I guess what decreases libido is when you're trying to have sex and you lose the blood, you lose the mood. It's frustrating. So I don't know. All the power to them. I think it's great. Absolutely. All right. Looks like George Michael is back home. Remember George Michael from Wham? Yeah. It's always weird when you have somebody with two first names. But I don't think I've ever met a person with two first names that wasn't a little, you know, eccentric. But anyway, good for him. He's back home. I thought we were going to lose him. He was in intensive care, intubated, from what I understand, for a pretty severe pneumonia. But it looks like he's back home. He's just amazed at his recovery. So that's wonderful. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a man, actually a boy, 21-year-old, who was in a coma. Family was about to pull the plug, and he wakes up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp,
red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song.
It's not impossible.
Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Instead, I got strep. I can't yell. I can't scream. I can't sing. My kids are loving it. My kids are loving it. Mom has laryngitis. Yay. Give her more laryngitis, Dad. Dad didn't give it to me. I got it from my patients. But, you know, I don't know if I'm mad that I got strep throat from my patients as much as, you know, because of strep throat. I think I'm upset because I usually take every precaution. You know, I wear masks, et cetera. For me to have gotten infected, that means somebody's aerosol droplet transmission must have landed on the back of my throat, okay? I'm not OCD, but can you imagine somebody who's a real germaphobe, right? I got something, which means I breathed in somebody's respiratory droplets, so I'm freaking out about that. All right, I don't know whose it was. Hope he was cute. Oh, what are you going to do? Okay, let's do this. Is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so U of A boy, 21 years old, all right, was in a car accident back on October 19th. Had some pretty life-threatening injuries, brain damage or brain injury, and he actually went into a coma. Now, he has been, from what I understood, he actually went through surgery, right? Had no responsive signs. So they were actually talking about organ donation and talking about when they would finally pull the plug, because this had been going on since October. And I guess as they were making the decision, right, that day, he starts to move a couple of his fingers. And he actually wakes up, and now he's walking. They were even able to get some quotes from the interview. And apparently he says, you know, he's doing well. You know, he says, I see myself leaving the house, going to school, work, basic things like that. I just want my life to be what it used to be. He is a business major and was coaching basketball at the University of Arizona Recreation Center. So amazing. You know, I mean, I told my husband, I go, don't be pulling the plug. You know, even for a sprained ankle, okay, just don't pull the plug. You never know. I mean, they aren't telling us exactly how long he was in a coma or on life support, but I'm assuming at least, you know what, it's Christmas time now, right? So we're talking probably close to 2 months. 2 months, of course, they start talking about that. Young boy, organs that weren't, you know, destroyed or hurt in the injury, using those that, you know, that's kind of the time. I mean, it could vary. You have other people that are like, all right, week's up, you know, and then you have other people for months. But, you know, wow, that's incredible. I know in my training, I never saw something like that happen. So good for him. Thank God. All right. Also some good news. I love giving good news. Robert De Niro and his wife, I believe, Grace Hightower De Niro has welcomed us, I believe, a daughter. Now, he's 68. She's 56. They use a surrogate mother, so they have another baby. And they also have a 13-year-old son, Elliot. Of course, De Niro has four other children, I believe, from a former wife. But good for them. Good for them. Another baby. I think it's great. I think they'll be good parents. I mean, you know, I saw them beat the Fockers. They did pretty good. Okay, so what's going on with bacteria in your teeth? And how is it so smart where it could fight fluoride? Well, okay, so it's interesting. You know, I collect medical antiques. So I have toothpaste from the 20s and 30s. But that, well, it's not toothpaste, it's a zinc powder. It's a powder they use for, and what you do is add water, and then you take the brush and brush your teeth with it. And then I have some toothpaste from World War II. I believe it's in Japanese, the box. It's kind of cool. And then, but of course, neither of those have fluoride in it. Fluoride wasn't put into toothpaste until the 1950s. Now, fluoride does a couple things. One is it binds to the enamel of your teeth. It hardens against the enamel. So the acids produced by bacteria can't hurt the teeth. That's how it protects the teeth against cavities. Plus, the other aspect, number two, is fluoride in toxic levels to the bacteria will actually kill the bacteria. So it could itself kill the bacteria and cause a wall against the acid of the bacteria to the teeth. Keep in mind, bacteria cause acidic environment. That's how we know a lot of people have infections. It causes an acidic type of environment when bacteria are there. So the acid just from the bacteria can hurt the teeth. Well, what they found is, you know, these bacteria are getting smarter and smarter. Well, they have these ribo switches. Ribo, all right? So they have some RNA sensor molecules where, I guess they're negatively charged. And when fluoride builds up to toxic levels, apparently there's this fluoride ribo switch. It grabs the fluoride and then turns on genes within the bacteria that can help it overcome the fluoride's effect. Now, I don't know how they see all this. I don't know if the movie's going to come out. Cool stuff. But it's amazing how bacteria, you know, we talk about bacteria resistance with antibiotics, and that's very easy. It's very easy to become resistant to an antibiotic, right? If you survive the antibiotic, then your progeny are going to be, you know, super bacteria. They'll be strong. But this is something different. This is a species that, or many species, that is figuring out how to genetically reorganize in the presence of toxin. It's brilliant. It's brilliant what these things can do. Now, I'm sure they've been doing this for a long time, but here we are thinking, okay, we're using fluoride. Fluoride's not an antibacterial. It's not an antiviral. It's a compound. It's an element, right? I think it's like, it's an element. You get it from Earth. So we're using these compounds to fight tooth decay, and here little bacteria's able to figure it out. All right, so what do we do? Now, apparently many countries don't require fluoride to be in the toothpaste or in the water. There's still a lot of opposition. Some people are like, wait a second, fluoride's toxic to bacteria, then it could be toxic to our kids. Overall, we know fluoride protects, you know, children's teeth. Children with healthier teeth are healthier kids. So I am a fan of fluoride, right? I don't think we need to overdo it. You know, but we have to admit, a lot of kids, they don't have good dental health, they don't brush their teeth, they, I see what my kids do when they brush their teeth, they put a little baby dot, right, of the toothpaste, they brush their teeth, they throw the toothbrush down, and it still has the dot on there, except smushed, so I know they're not applying enough fluoride to it, and then they drink bottled water, so they're not getting fluoride. You know, they fluoridate the tap water, but they don't drink tap water. They drink bottled water when they can, or, you know, filtered water or Brita. So I tell them drink tap water at school once in a while just to get some fluoride, but then, oh, Mommy, it's warm. It's warm out there. I mean, I grew up in Phoenix, and first the drinking fountain was so hot you couldn't touch the buttons. And then when you did, the water came out like 80, 90 degrees. I mean, it was rough in the sun, you know, like late spring, you know, before school got out. That was horrible. You'd be running track, and then you'd be limping over and wheezing over to the drinking fountain, and the water's warm. It's hot. Oh, it was miserable, miserable. But I was skinny. I was a skinny kid. All right, so just honestly keep your teeth clean. You brush them, you dental floss, water pick. People underestimate the water pick. It's one of the healthiest and most effective ways to clean your teeth, right? It does. Water, the pressure of the water. You dental floss, right, to get in between them, and then you water pick the hell out of your gums and the teeth, and it really does well. Again, good. Use distilled water. All right. You know, anything you kind of put in your body, I'd say, you know, use maybe distilled or sterile water or whatever, just because, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what this whole amoeba thing was with the two people in the neti pots that happened earlier in the week or last week. But, yeah, water pick, and it's cheap. Go get a water pick. Water pick your gums, water pick your teeth. Your dentist will love you. And also, I know the dentists like those rotating supersonic toothbrushes that go around and they massage the gums, you know, so it strengthens the gums and you don't get gingivitis. Those are healthy too. And yeah, the fluoride toothpaste is a part of it, but you see, it's a small part of it. You don't just, you know, squeeze toothpaste in your mouth and swish. You got to do more to it, right? Right. All right, guys. All right. You all stay healthy. Try not to get sick this holiday. And we will be back with another show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.